Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The World Cup kicks off in Brazil this afternoon. For the roughly 70,000 Brazilian immigrants in Massachusetts, many in Framingham and Somerville, the opening match between the host nation and Croatia will be a reason to leave work early today. The game starts about 4 o'clock Eastern time. But one Boston startup is looking to the World Cup for more work. WBUR Business and Technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has the story of a small company using the global competition to prove its worth on a bigger stage.
Oi, Marcelo.
Eu.
Hey, aqui é Andrea, tudo bem?
In a small conference room in Boston's financial district, an employee of the software startup firm Dashbell is speaking to a client in Brazil. Daily check-ins like this have become the norm with the World Cup about to go fever pitch, says employee Andrea de Mello.
It's de Mello in Portuguese, but I don't do that. That's too much.
De Mello is the daughter of a Portuguese mother and a Brazilian father, both immigrants. She grew up near Fall River, and she applied for a job at Dashbell after seeing CEO Paige Brown give a presentation to investors a year and a half ago.
Paige was talking about Brazil and had this huge map, and I was like, I need to go talk to her.
But markets like Brazil are growing up to 18% every year in online travel.
Brown is a travel fanatic who saw a business opportunity when she was visiting Latin America. She says practically every bed and breakfast or room for rent could be booked only by phone.
So you have this huge fragmented market of small, independent, they call them posadas in Brazil. Because everyone wants to stay local. You want to stay with the local people and get more culture.
Brown says only 4% of posadas offered their rooms online. She saw a huge need for more of them to list their rooms on multiple websites without overbooking. But just because there's a need doesn't mean it's obvious to your potential clients. Often, customers need a reason to change their behavior and, in this case, do business differently. Take the Massachusetts car-sharing company Zipcar. One key to its success was launching during a recession. People were willing to try something new, car-sharing, to save some money. So Dashbell needed a reason for Brazilian Posada owners to buy the company's software, and Brown found one. The World Cup. All of a sudden, Brazilian bed and breakfasts, on average half empty, were going to be completely booked. Owners desperate to cash in and reach soccer fans coming for the World Cup. Dashbell rolled out its software to posadas across Brazil. Employee Andrea de Mello.
You know, a major World Cup event and then the Olympics a couple years after, you're looking to increase. And I think we just kind of jumped on that train there and we're trying to follow them down that, you know, road of growth and opportunity.
Dashbell workers won't have much downtime over the next month, helping their clients manage this extremely lucrative soccer season. So the startup's employees will be streaming the games at their workstations. Because for de Mello, the World Cup isn't just a reason to acquire new customers. It's also a reason to wear her Brazil and Portugal jerseys to work. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.